Well, the good news is we have a brand new topic. Everybody excited for that?
Is it Sudoku?
No.
Wait, we have what?
Brand new topic.
I was surprised to see that wasn't just long ago, but we're spending 2 weeks on.
2 weeks on. No, the general topic, you'll see. We're going to get deeper into each of these as we go. But the general topic here is I want to discuss what I call Pirud La'achar Gerushin, the idea of the separation after divorce. That makes sense? The idea being that in the same way that we saw that once there's de facto das ligarish, the halacha sees there to be a breakdown in the rules, norms, dinim avishas. So too, even after there's a formal divorce, the halacha insists or wants or desires a de facto separation between the couple. Right? So it's not enough to sever the marriage. It's not just that there's a get and that they're formally no longer in this kasher ishus, but there has to be some like substantive steps taken to separate the couple. Make sense? So I want to look at three dinim that may speak to this idea. Again, I'm not sure if each one speaks to it in the same way. But let's start with the psukim. So we have in Dvarim, Parshas Kiseitzeh, Pasuk Aleph. We're told v'chasav la sefer krisas. What else? Though? Tani, why don't you read it for us?
V'chasav la sefer krisas v'nasim v'yadav v'shev.
Yeah. What is it?
I can't see if it's a patak or anything.
What do you think it is?
Patak.
Chirik. V'shev chamibesa. He sends her away from his house. So just notice that the psukim themselves emphasize the shiluach. Right? Subsequent to the ksiva saget, the wife should be separated, sent away. Okay? And then we're told in Pasuk Beis, v'yatza mi beso. The wife should... She should leave his house. Same in Pasuk Gimel with the second gerushin. After the second husband divorces her, kasav la'sefer krisas, nasan biyada, and again, v'shilcha mi beso. All right? So just very clear in the psukim that there's this idea of yasmi beso, shilchmi beso, subsequent to the ktiva saget. What happens if the wife stays in his house subsequent to the ktiva saget? Kobe, why are you looking at me like I'm from Mars? What happens if the wife stays in the house subsequent to the ktiva saget? Kobe?
No.
What happens?
Good question.
I only ask great questions.
See, what do you mean by what happens? What happens? Well, what do you do? What do you think about it?
Well, I know what happens physically. She's just still in the house.
It seems you maybe would say that it's a suspect and it's not a negation.
What do you know from the Makoros?
So they don't see that like it's gonna be a question of who has to leave the area.
Well, we'll talk about that, but anything more substantial like yeah, doesn't that seem very relevant, right? If there's a ksiva saget and then they're in the same house subsequent to that, right? Machlokes b'sham beis hillel, which is?
B'sham said it's fine, we're not
saying
they don't give you get, and then
hillel
says you have to give
you
a new get.
Hey, you have to give a new get. Doesn't that seem pretty important in relation to the statement of these psukim? No? Meaning, one way of reading these psukim is that failure to execute the shiluah will require a second gerushin, right? Like you failed to dissolve the union. Josh?
So it's, they're not really, like, Hill's not saying that they failed to dissolve the union, they're just concerned that they established a new one.
You're such a Lamdin.
Well, I mean, the,
of course, what you're saying is true, right? It's very tempting to relate them, though.
Right.
Right? Especially once we look at the dinim, and you'll see that Lani Yimavapundiki applies exclusively to a case of people who were married and there's gerushin. So we'll get to that. But so Lani Yimavapundiki, I think, bears immediately on this pasuk. Formally speaking, of course, Josh is right. He always is right. But when you think about, and this is something I want us to do in the sugya, sometimes it's good to think non-formally. Right? Like the formalism is true, but maybe the formalism is only trying to capture what these psukim are getting at. Rumi's like, what's going on here? Is that what you're thinking? Well?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, if the formalism says that, at the point, formalism is trying to capture the psukim, capture you, so that they would say what you don't say.
Say it again?
You'd assume that if formalism was trying to capture what the psukim are saying, then you would assume that they, in this case, would not say what they say, meaning it wouldn't be the Gemara shouldn't say that it's so valid, but it's not ideal, right? If they're trying to capture that, so the psukim would say it's an invalid gerushin. That's a general point.
Well, why does the idea have to be that it invalidates the gerushin? Maybe the gerushin is still valid, but the separation is not complete.
Yeah.
See?
What?
Yeah. Meaning, the point is, so I think it's a separate open question, if you fail in shiluach, so if you fail to cleanly sever the de facto, like, living quarters relationship between the two, what happens then? Is that maki of the get in some way? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe, the halacha just says, well, you're remarried,
right, I would say that
given the close contact. What?
I would just say that's a finish of the Gemara. If you do that second option, that's all.
What do you mean that's a finish of the Gemara?
That would be a finish of the Gemara, meaning not with the child of the psukim.
Well, how do you know what the pshat and the psukim is? The psukim say, v'chasav a sefer krisus, v'nasam v'yadav v'shilchim beisu. You got to do these things. You got to write a sefer krisus, you got
to
send her away.
You got to imply that if you don't, then it's not good. Then it doesn't work.
Does it?
Maybe it doesn't.
What? I think got to is ambiguous. No? Just like ought. There's like a prudential, it's a lot of different ways to interpret it. Like, what is Mishilcha? My point is just that Mishilcha Mibeso is saying something here. Right? Zecharia and then Ned.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a strong indicator in your direction. Every other verb and clause in the Pasuk is Darshan's Likuba. Right? As this is a required, necessary step. It has to be Nasan, right? The Pasuk of Law, it has to be the Krisus, has to be Nasan Piyadel. All these things are to learn how Dinim of the Get that are absolutely required. And it's strange that, like you put it down, there's three phrases that are just like, you know, nice storytelling in the subject. Like, that would be a little weird if they had no halakhic basis whatsoever.
Right.
I think that was against it.
Why?
Because every other thing is darshan to add being in Kuba, and so this is two.
In your view, what's Vishilchami Beso doing?
It's a requirement of the version of it. Maybe.
But it's clearly not. We know it's not. Unless you found something I didn't find. So we know it's not that. The question is it something? I'm saying it's something, you're saying it's nothing.
No, well, okay, no, I don't.
What?
Of course it's something.
Of course it's something. What is it?
All I was saying, I thought the thing that you were making was that the Gemara not necessarily veering away from the simple meaning of the psukim, and I'm saying yeah, it is. And actually, I think the Tariq point supports that idea because the notion that every other thing in the pasuk is darshan by chazal to be.
Well, not everything else is necessary. I mean, Kimatzu Be'erbaz Davar, Hayim Losim Zechim Be'ena, Kimatzu Be'erbaz Davar, we saw some want to take that as Eitz HaTova, maybe it's just an Isser, it's Yiva Havimimach Sam Sofer, one, right, interpreting the Dian and the Gemara, whether failure, Lo Matzah Ba'lo Erev Lo Davar, is the Gerushin Chal. right? We have to dilute Zacharias Poirier somehow. Ned? What? What?
All good.
All good? Weren't you going to say something?
Okay.
How? What was it that was resolved?
What? I was unclear as to what you meant by formalism.
And what did you determine it means?
Being a law firm, yeah, like how much you want to import questions.
That's what you meant for?
I don't know. Okay, maybe I resolved it.
What?
Maybe I resolved it. I don't know. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by formalism?
Yeah.
Formalism meaning that when you get to Lana Yimba Pundiki, the Gemara will say, like, the principle that governs it is Ede Yichud Hinen Ede Bia Chazaka Yenad Amos Abilas Abilas Nos, as if Lana Yimba Pundiki is fully determined by those principles. Like, it's a formal application of those principles. Not related to Asher. It's not overtly or explicitly related to Shiluach.
You also argue that this is a formal requirement.
Well,
you argue this is also a formal.
My point was that despite the stated reasons for Lani Yuba Pundiki, it could be rooted in Asher Shilfa. That's what I was getting with that. Right? In philosophy of law, sometimes formalism is contrasted with like realism. And the idea is that formalism is just like a straightforward application of the rules. Whereas like realism says like all the rules are really just there to create certain effects. It's not about the rules, it's about like the consequence that those rules are designed to instantiate. So the thought here is that those rules of Chazak and Mosabilas, they seem very specifically tailored towards ensuring that there's no yichud between a couple subsequent conceivings I get. Right? Now you could say, okay, maybe libo gaspa, whatever, like it just works out perfectly that chazak and libo gaspa, libo gaspa, say yichud and debi, libo gaspa, it only applies to the case of a husband who's megarish his wife and they have yichud subsequently. Right? It could be, or you could say no, like those umdinas then are designed to ensure that there's a clean cut shiluach, bachar, seems like that. Does that help? Yeah. Great. Okay, so there's a few things just to say about this idea of shiluach. You have the Gemara Nivamos, Kufi Gimel Amud Beis, that seems to address this. Anybody get a chance to see this? I added this somewhat late.
Yeah.
Who saw it? Josh saw it?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Discussing,
should I turn off the heater? Or is it fine? What? Turn it to low. Shut it off. Brony, shut it off. We'll turn it back on if it gets like freezing cold.
So quiet. The
tension
well,
is so quiet.
So loud. Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
So it's talking about different deficiencies a woman might have that might, in some way, make it more difficult to prevent divorcing her.
Yeah.
So whether she, let's say, becomes a cheresh or if she becomes a certain type of shota,
good.
Then that can either prevent the marriage or make it more difficult to prevent the divorce or make it more difficult to divorce her.
Okay, good. And at one point, the Gemara has a drasha. About Mishalcha of Eina Chazeres, Yatza Zu, Shemishalcha of Chazeres. What's going on here?
So that everybody acknowledges that the woman has to be able to receive, has to be able to leave the marriage, be able to leave the marriage and not like come back to her baal, because that would be a sign of a certain level of like craziness or shota, but at the same time, there are other principles which would allow her to be divorced. Would prevent her. I'll be clear.
I was just going to step in to help you out.
The easier way to explain it is that it's just she has to know that when she's divorced, she's divorced, and that means not coming back. And for the case of a shota, she doesn't know. Like, since when Charles was like, get out of here, she doesn't understand. And she, next day she comes back.
Good. So one way of reading this Gemara is that there's a din in the pasuk of Mishalch v'shilcha mibeso. Right. That's a Rabbi Shmuel's darshaning. Right. The pasuk we started v'shilcha mibeso with a chirik.
You send her away from your house, and therefore requires that she's sent away. Misha mishalcha v'ena chazeres. You have to do she mishalcha v'chazeres. If the wife is not of sound judgment or mind to understand that she's sent away and can't return. Then what, Daniel? What happens then? What does the Gemara say?
The Gershin's not effective. Why? Because Yatzazusha Meshalcha V'Chazeres. Right?
Because the wife is just going to return. Now, there are different ways to make sense of this, but I think for our purposes, the best thing to say is that if the wife can't understand that this is supposed to be a permanent separation, then there's no gerushin. Right? If she's always returning to Beis Bala, that's ma'akev the gerushin. Yes? Tani?
What would you do in a case then where the wife refuses the get? Or she is a das and she kind of is still coming back then also.
So the Gemara doesn't darshan it that way.
I'm telling this is pre
Yeah, I think you'd get into questions of Blanimba, Pundiki, Yichud, right? The Gemara and Ksuvos that we're going to look at. This is just, let's just look at the most extreme application where Shiluach is Ma'akev, or capacity for Shiluach is Ma'akev, right? At a minimum, she has to have the capacity to understand that she's been permanently severed. Abe?
Is it an issue of just like she thinks she's still in this marriage, or is it an issue in like the fact that she will like become Nachamina being, you know?
Say it again. Is it?
Is it an issue in just like her das that she's still in the marriage? Like she's walking around thinking she's still married. Or is it an issue in like she might show up and like maybe they'd have a riot or whatever? Because
good.
Nachamina being if he, you know, just moves away,
right?
Then maybe they can.
Meaning, is this really about her das, or is it about the fact of chazeres? That's your clarion, as you're asking.
Yes.
It's not clear. If you look at some of the formulations in the Rishonim, for example, look at the Meiri. The Meiri says, "Bishota gemura, ena migureshes." Is the Meiri in Gittin and Beis? Mishum mishalcha v'chozeres. Notice that formulation just implies the de facto mishalcha v'chozeres. Like she's returning. Right, she's gonna be sent away, and then she'll return. Do you agree with that formulation, Abe? Again, I don't think anything deep hangs on it. But you just see mishalcha v'ena chozeres here being crucial for establishing a degree of separation that's required, and in the extreme case of a shota, it's actually ma'ake of the gerushin. Right, Ned, do you have a hand on this?
Yeah, what was the point of the Meiri about Isia Yadatsmo Isia Tsiwa Ima Obechia? Does that also connect to her to Da?
On whether the Kedushin is Chal as a Katana?
I mean, why is that relevant to this discussion?
I think you're just trying to figure out how you have Kedushin Do Raisa for a Katana.
Okay.
That's the. Because she's getting divorced. Like, how did she get married? Okay. Let's just look at another example of this idea of Mishalcha v'ena chazeres. So did everybody see this Gemara in Gittin Samechei Amid Aleph? So, Romy, you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so the Gemara says that, based on Rashi's explanation, that like when the child is like 6 or 8, in that age range, so they can...
So here we're talking about Gerushei Ketana. Oh yeah, we're talking about Ketanim in general.
Yeah. It says that their mechanical memkar is valid, at least, and then that you can divorce them even from Kedishavi, which is, you know, Kedishin Doraisa at the point. And then Rashi explains that
the reason that that works is because at that age they're able to understand the justification of their nibbeth, meaning that she knows that she can't come back, that the separation is like final or whatever at that age.
Right, once you get to onas haputos, right, like this kind of low level of understanding of commerce and transactions, right? So the Gemara in Gittin says, Uchenegdan Biktana Miskareshas Biktushevia, if she was married by her father, she could accept her own Gershin once she's old enough to like understand like the basics of these transactions. So why is Onas Hapu'utos, why is that level of Das the minimum requirement for her to accept her own get? So what does Rashi say?
Yeah. She won't come back.
Right. Mishigil Yam Halalu Mishal Chavina Chazeres Karinamba. Meaning she, at that point, understands that she was sent away and she's no longer going to return to her husband's household. Correct? So here too, you have the idea of shiluach or understanding in a chazares as a shear in the effectiveness or as a standard for whether the gerushin is effective.
But not the fact of whether she or not she'll return.
Well, read Rashi.
It's just queen of meaning. Just read Rashi. Okay. And she gil yam alal mishil chalina chazeres queen of bay. And we go reshet bechavar asma. Afil kibel ba avi yekidushin umi ba'afa bishe kidushay kidushin min ador.
So what's the point?
That once she gets to that age, we say that she's mishil chalina chazeres. I'm just saying, does it mean that...
So how are you reading it?
All I'm saying is that it's not that we know, it's not about whether or not she actually will return.
How do you know?
Because it's Korean, but he's sending a general statement of people that age, I think. And we generally assume at that point, that's how we think about them.
Well, maybe that, so you're saying it's her, it's all about her das, yeah. That idea? How do you know it's not about whether, like maybe her das is only necessary insofar as it gives us assurances that she's not going to return.
Well, Queen of Bay makes it sound like it's just like that is what we establish her as.
Well, or now she's Mishal Chavina, she meets the standard of Mishal Chavina Chazeres. Like, it applies to her, right? Meaning it's not clear to me, when we apply Mishal Chavina Chazeres, it's an open question whether you're applying it at the level of her Gemira Das.
Right.
Or whether, like, now we have assurances that she's not returning to his household. Right. So we have Mishal Chavina Chazeres both in the case of Shota and in the case of the standards for Ketana. Just give one more example of Mishal Chavina Chazeres. Tosfos in Gittin Ayin Chesem Ralef. Eino get ad shi yemola hagitech. Anybody get a chance to see this Tosfos? Ned? Tell us what's going on here. Give us a little context.
Okay, so the husband is used to say to the woman that this is your get, and that's what leads us.
So there's a bit of a question about how much does the husband have
how
to...
How much does he have to ask, okay?
Yeah.
And
we're going to talk about it. This is a very... do you guys want to look into this? What does a get have to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's worthy of looking into, right? What's the text of a get? Does anybody know what the text of the get is?
No idea.
Are
you? It's
the Rambam.
What?
Yeah.
The Rambam says what you're writing. You used to copy that, no?
What does the Rambam say to write?
Okay.
So what's the text in your...
You write the locations of the people, yeah. The rivers, the...
Last names, I think.
The names they go by.
Yeah, it seems like nobody knows. Daniel, you know?
You talk about how you officially release her and that she's allowed to other people. So.
Yeah.
You tear the fall.
I mean, that's in there. Harayat Mitar. There's a lot of Aramaic. You know the Aramaic in there?
A lot of triple Yuds.
But, yeah. Vidan di Havalichi Minoi Sefer Chuchen Igeris Pturin. I generally try not to.
But you have
I've been involved in a lot.
You generally try not to.
Well, it's not something I enjoy doing. So we'll look at the Nusach HaGet. It's really interesting, actually. Like, so Tosus is struggling with that issue, right?
How much do you need to tell her?
Yeah. So why, what's the purpose? Why does he have to tell her, hey, Gite, Harem Matas Kaladam, Ned?
You need to know that she needs to know that she's divorced, and we need to, it's not just like a formal thing, she actually needs to have explicit knowledge about.
Yeah, exactly. Tosa says you have to say these things to her so that the wife knows that she's divorced. Who cares whether she knows that she's divorced? Because she doesn't know, then she'll return to his house. And that's a chisaron and mishalcha min chazaras. Good. Great. So have we established at a minimum that there's some din of shiluach, even if it only exists at the outskirts of the din of gerushin, right? Excluding gerushin from a shota, excluding gerushin from a katana, and generating the requirement for the wife to be told that she's divorced.
Can you explain this?
This doesn't sound like a din and das, right? It sounds like we need sheyehei mishalcha ve'ina chozeres. I mean, it's true that he's saying that she has to be notified, but it's notified only insofar as tibayinan sheyehei, like we actually need her to not be returning. Yes?
And she's with Gereshet Ba'orcha, so it can't be about that.
Well,
her dot is not significant.
In and of itself, yeah. Right. I agree with that. But notice this phrase, Dibina and Shem, even Romy would probably agree with this. Dear. Is that true?
Yeah.
Begrudgingly?
No, struggle to say that.
What?
You struggle to say
yeah.
That. No, yes, I agree.
Great. It's great.
Especially if you contrast it with what he's like, that it can be, meaning can be that she needs, meaning it could be about Korcha. So it sounds like he's saying she can't consent, not that she needs to consent.
Right, he even is contrasting this with her, like, yeah, she's aggressive about Korcha, so what's the purpose of telling her, right? Yeah, Mikal Malkom, it's not a din in her das, it's a din in Mishalcha Mina Chozeres. Josh?
Yeah, I just want to point out, I mean, clearly I'm wrong, but meaning I don't know if it's so, like, actually, like, I would think that it's a relationship between the two of them, and not just for this technical reason, but, like, if she doesn't know that the relationship is broken up, then you haven't broken up. Like, in the similar way we saw with, like, the Ramban, that if she thinks she's going to get divorced, then that, like, impacts the relationship. Like, I would think if the urgent is about, you know, interrupting the relationship between them, not just for this technical reason, like, if she has to know that the relationship is broken up. I don't know.
If he dies, does she have to know that he's dead?
Yeah.
For the relationship to be broken.
Someone has to know
that. You have to prove it, I guess. It's an interesting point, right? You might say that this is like necessary for breaking it up, but so we'll talk about the Dasa Isha later on. But fair point. Okay, that's the first leg, the first piece of this analysis, in trying to build up the idea of Shilua post Ksivas Haget. Mishal Chavina Chazaris. Okay? We'll talk more about Mishal Chavina Chazaris later on. These sugyas have a way of never... They're all Mishal Chavina Chazaris. They all come back. They never fully leave us. Okay, so let's talk briefly about Get Yashan, which arguably is related to this discussion. Arguably it's not related to this discussion. But let's take a shot at it. So we have Get Anayin Tesa Mabez. What's going on with Get Yashan? Ezra?
Right, so Beit Shammai Beis Hillel arguing about whether or not a Get Yashan, which is after you write a get, but then you're Yaked with your wife.
Good. So what's unique about this case is that it's prior to the actual Gerushin, but subsequent to the Ksivas Haget. So the question is there something about the Ksivas Haget that requires separation? Right? Just go back to the Psukim for a second.
Well,
it's Bechasos here because Vinnasan Biyada and then Meshilcha in the Psukim, right? And again, the second chassid sefer is not somebody out of a shilvan beso. So this is a little different. This is a question of yichud subsequent to ksivas, I get. Correct? So it's actually prior to gerushin. But the question is, the way I would pose this question, again, so I have the formalism issue coming back here, is it conceivable that once the get is written, the halacha, you might see that as like das lagarish, right? Libel lagarish, even more objectified once there's ksivas, I get it. Does that itself mandate some degree of separation between the couple? Right? You might say, well, there's something incompatible with the ksivas I get, and then the couple still having yichud and being intimate with each other. Right? Like, or to put it by analogy, Geirushin is about separating, right? Or severing the relationship. And the more yichud and bia there is, the more that's about like the bonds of the relationship. And those are just like incompatible with each other. Correct? So from the moment, so you can think of it like, to what extent will the halacha allow this tarta de sasri? Right? Whether it's das lagarish, ksivas I get, actual geirushin coexisting with a lack of shiluach, chozeres, yichud, bia. Somebody see that? Another way of putting the point is that you could think of this as like a vein hashmashos, right? Where there's a certain point where it's teisa kuchavim, like they're totally separated. There's a certain point where it's totally yom. They're like totally together. Ava v'yacha shalom v'reyas. But then there's like a vein hashmashos in between where it's kind of like mixas min ayom, mixas min alayla. And what the halacha is trying to do is it's really just trying to like disambiguate or minimize, limit the bein hashmashos as much as possible. Right? Like you don't want these two things overlapping at the same time. Matt, do you have a...
Yeah, I mean, it kind of gets back to Zachariah's anonymous monk or that we saw the previous sentence. To what extent Nisuin can be viewed as a variable phenomenon. It's not just...
Yeah, 100%. Nisuin and Geirushin. Right, like...
Geirushin is just the absence of elements of Nisuin.
Maybe.
And you can slowly chip away at it. It's not a binary
status. So I think that's for sure true about Nisuin. All of Libel... Much of Libel Agarsha is about that.
Yeah.
Right? So I totally agree. But I would say the same thing about Geirushin. Like, you might say, like, a Geirushin with a, that lacks a full Shiluach, it's also, like, a not a full Geirushin. It's not a full Geirushin at that point. Maybe. I'll have to think about it. But yes, that anonymous Makor.
What's that?
Zachariah's friend. Let's call Zachariah's friend. Zachariah's friend. What? Oh, yeah? So we should take it seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. Great point, Ed. So who was reading the Gemara Nigid 9 test? Ezra, was this you?
Yeah.
So just tell us about the Get Yashan here. Beshame Omrim. So what's machlokas?
Right.
So beizu get yashan. Sorry. So what does that mean?
So right, there's Bishamay and Behil arguing whether or not a get yashan is when you have yichud after you already wrote the get, after you haven't given it to her yet, whether or not that counts as that works as a get or not.
Yeah, or whether it's permissible to use that get. Right, poter adam yishtav get yashan, whether it's like permissible. Meaning, what's at stake here doesn't seem to be the kashrus of the get, but whether lechatchila
poter like to other men also.
Poter means I send her away, like to discharge her with a get yashan.
Okay, and then what does osrin mean?
It's prohibited to do that. Prohibited to discharge the wife with get yashan.
Okay.
Okay. What's the machlokes? Mike Miflagi.
Whether Beit Shammai doesn't say the gzir. Beit Shammai sabri lo amrin on gzir Shammai yom gita kodem libanah. Beit Hillel sabri amrin on gzir Shammai yom gita kodem libanah.
Okay, so what does that mean? What's the concern with
that? There'll be a time difference in between like the writing of the get and the ksiva and the sina and he'll have a kid.
Right, so the get is always going to be dated mishas ksiva.
Right, and they're going to have a kid after that, and people are going to like wonder what's up with that.
Yeah, people are going to say, what's the status of the kid? They'll see the get. They'll see that the date on the get is, you know, tafshin, pei, beis, whatever. Now they only get divorced. He only gives a get 3 years later. They had a child a year and a half ago. Everyone's going to say this child was born outside of marriage. Right?
Is this not the same discussion that the Gemara has of in the second paragraph about whether or not like having to write and sign the get on the same day?
It is a little related to that. We'll talk about that. Not on this sugya, but it's a related topic. That sugya doesn't relate to this question. Now, I think we all agree that on its face, this sugya has nothing to do with the Shilcha Mibeso question. Right? To take the formalism here, the formalism sounds like it's exclusively about the Pagam and the Vlad. Do we agree?
Mm-hmm.
They don't
quote the Pasuk at all.
What?
They don't quote the Pasuk.
Yeah, the Gemara certainly doesn't quote the pasuk of Shalom Beis. So even it's explicitly about Zera Shem Yom Regita Kodem Livna. Rami?
I think that if you take the Mishnah, I think the Gemara like moves really far away from what the Mishnah is saying on its own. So if you take the Mishnah on its own, then you start the pasuk of divorce, and then you or Mitzayak with his wife. So that seems to be much. It doesn't say the pasuk, but it's much closer to that issue. The Gemara, I think, takes machlokes in a very, very different direction, which, like you see, by looking at the Yerushalmi, that you didn't have to do that, and then that is a different conversation.
Right. So you're saying if you want
to. It's in the Mishnah. I don't think there's a Gemara.
Like Pashup Shot in the Mishnah versus the Gemara's take on the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you could distinguish along those lines.
That's good.
But I would say even if you had the Gezer Shema Yom. Well.
People are bothered by the Mishnah
Gemara. Like the B'mai
Kamifagli? Or that's what the Mishnah was referring to. That's okay, I'm a Talmud of Rav Zion.
Josh will tell us we have to call in Ari Bergman.
I can ask him to come in.
You want to give a little presentation? It's the if we were living in the world of the Chosen and the Promise, I'd say, Romy, don't use those methods in my shir ever again. No, I'm kidding. You guys read the Chosen of the Promise?
What is that?
I also
get
that.
What is it?
What is that? Somebody explain to Ezra.
My aunt will talk about like a two Jewish high school age boys, one married from who has a father who like teaches them all the time, another one who's more in the modern Orthodox belt, and they kind of become best friends and break barriers.
It's beautiful.
Sorry. It's not his best book.
Did you
see
Mahavan
Adnastam
Pi just
out, bro? No, they're both very from. No, one of them is like genius,
brilliant,
but
like
there's
a lot
to. Like one's a Moscow, one's a.
His best book is My Name is Asher.
I see Sims is giving you the education that Sims gives.
His best book is My Name is Asher.
All right. Okay, so.
The gift of Asher.
You're also in Sims.
Romy, you're raising an interesting point. My own view here is that, let's put it this way. Why is the way I would put it slightly differently is that what's at stake really in whether this child is the child of a Pnuya? What's the big issue? Benji?
Just like a reputation?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
it's not like he's a monster.
Right. I mean, he's the child of a pnuya. So the child was born without a chuppah v'kiddushin. It's not. There's no dipam zeris. It's one of these amorphous pagams that we've seen elsewhere. Well, it doesn't even seem to be as egregious as murder by potion. To me, it's actually a mystery. Why the Gemara? I'm puzzled by this Rashi when he says V'yusvurin shenitam lamishas k'siva v'yomru min apnuya nolad misha girsha v'hava pagam. See what I would... Am I right about this?
Probably.
Well? The thought is that people would think they're already divorced, and then the child is a bas, is a ben or bas pnuya.
Yeah, what's the consequence of that?
Right. Well, I mean, what is? There's no major right.
You can picture like nowadays too. People talk about it behind their back, you know.
But it's just gossip. It's just gossip. It's like, oh, they had a child after they were separated. Well,
it's just not okay. Not the bombs ever. It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Why is it not a good thing? Why is it? Yeah, it's like pizza.
Not coming from permissible marriage.
So, but is this like a fashash? Well, there's no marriage here.
Exactly. So it's not a permissible relationship. So.
But so we're worried about like the shidduch candidates of the child.
Yeah, that's what we said before.
No.
No, we're not. What are we worried about?
Well, similar to I'm worried about push to be that the child comes from a relationship.
It's just because it's an actual relationship.
Also, it's just coming from a
relationship.
It's not explaining Rashi, but you can understand that actually people might say a lot worse. I don't know how I shouldn't say this. Is that if they have a child and everyone assumes, oh, this child happened after their divorce and then the woman got remarried, well, they vada had via after their divorce, then presumably based off the later sukkah, they're be choshish that they're remarried.
Right, that's not what Rosh is saying, right?
Right, Rosh is not saying that at all, but like, that seems like a much better thing to say.
Well, except that people are going to say, wait, and then people are going to be choshish what?
As in, oh, there's certain evidence that they had Thea and they think after divorce, and therefore they should be another get. And yeah, she got
right, right. I mean, she, her, that her later Kiddushin wouldn't be Chal.
Right, maybe when he's saying, I don't know, but Holly, I don't think you can read in Rosh. But
right. The weird thing is that Rashi focuses on the Havip Gam.
Yeah.
Maybe Rashi should have said, people say they had Tashmish afterwards, and then it's like Lani Mavapundiki.
Right.
Right.
That's also, it's not a real, he's not supposed to get not going to be good. He knows the get to be valid.
Who?
People might think. So, yeah, that's just a different kind of gun. That may be what you mean, but all that is just like slander, like just.
People are going to. So is a slander about the child, or is a slander about them?
No, what I'm thinking what the Zachariah is saying is not, we're not actually, the other children are going to be married, and that we, you know, she wouldn't have a good condition the second time around. Or, you know.
Maybe it was Behil. Behil also says something about that.
I'm going to say a Chiddush here.
Can I say a Chiddush first?
If you insist. Go ahead, Ezra. Better be good.
I feel like people are maybe misunderstanding this case. I mean, it's not that there's an actual problem. There's a perceived problem. And it's very important because what Zachariah was saying is that, okay, there's this, how would that make sense? Like, oh, this perceived problem that they're maybe being married? I mean, like, it needs to actually have a practical, like, problem.
And then the kids from her next marriage are Monsignor, according to everyone else. No, like, that's like a real concern that
But this isn't a case where you're saying what other people think.
Right, no, I agree. Rashi Zukimta is not.
You don't want other people to think that the kids are puggles.
No, it doesn't matter what other people think. That's the whole Xerah. Xerah Sham Yomer. So, but the idea is, I think Rashi makes a lot of sense because it makes sense that you could, that would be concerned what people are saying. All people are saying that either these kids are like bad kids or that the couple, they're bad people. Like, it's a reputation thing. I think that's crazy.
So, it's just a reputation thing.
Yeah.
But say the couple part, not the kid part.
It could be a couple part.
What's the couple part?
The couple part is that they had a kid. They had a kid when they after their divorce.
And what's the problem with that?
I mean, it's still.
So I want to say the chiddush that I want to say.
It's still awkward to have
relations.
Yeah.
So maybe it's Dian, whether it's Rajaisa, it's Rajabana, whatever the Isra BS. So that's all, it's just that.
Yeah.
So I think what I want to say is that...
It's going to be crazy.
No, it's not crazy, but the point is that this is a Chisar and a Mishal Chabein Chuzar. Like, that, the problem here is that people will say that there was no break, L'achar Nesina Saget.
That's
fine. Well?
So what?
So that there's some problem with the gerushin that doesn't have a clean shiluach subsequent to it.
Then they're just married. Then the kid is. And what does that have to do with the kids?
No one's saying that it's Maki. One second. No one's saying it's Maki of the Gator Shin. That was only one suggestion. No one's saying that failure of Shulach is Maki of the Gator Shin. Right? But the point is that the halacha has some interest, wants that every Gator Shin should be clean cut. You don't want extensive Bein HaShemashos or Yichud slash whatever once there's a Nesina Saget. The real concern here is that there's a ongoing relationship subsequent to the Gerushin. That, so v'yomru min apnuya nolad misha gerusha v'hava pagam. Like, the pagam is, people are going to say that the Gerushin wasn't a clean Gerushin.
So the subject of the pagam is the get itself.
What?
The subject of the pagam is the get itself.
So the subject of the pagam might either be the pagam, maybe it's even, it's an open question whether it's to the child. And maybe the child is like the equivalent of like a B'nai Grusha Saliv. Like, what's the din if a child's born post Gerushin but got a Shiluah? Maybe it's really like a Nedarim Daf Chaf issue. It's B'nai Grusha Saliv. Even La'achar Gerushin. Meaning, the Chiddush here is to say, it's a mistake in my mind to read Rashi as saying that the pagam is that the child is a ben pnuya. That's not a pagam. Is it?
Yes. Wow, 100% it is.
Yeah, a woman does IVF, single woman.
Oh my god, that's you're like applying a very like modern case. No, explain. How about this example? A case where a single woman has a kid. Do you think people don't look at that kid differently?
I think people look at the marriage
and like, and at the woman kid differently. I think it's 100% like it's a pagan.
Yeah, having a kid and then they still got divorced shows that each of them, like, first of all, the marriage is divorced despite having a kid, which will show problems together. And also now that they're
issued. Yeah, well, first of all, Rashi's on my side.
And they're looking for someone new. It shows like they didn't raise a child well, or at least they didn't have a marriage.
There's something there's something weird about having a child in this Bein HaShemashos, right?
And the fact that it doesn't work out.
But my point is, like, it's a mistake to read Rashi as saying that the pigam is that it's nolad min apnuya. That was the intuition I was motivating. I mean, maybe the point is that if it's nolad min apnuya, that means it was a child subsequent to Gerushin. So maybe there's like a meshacha min achlozeres pigam. Maybe that's even like an adarim dafap, an igrus salei point. So I see my...
Do I need my farshim?
Well, I'm just sowing the seeds. We have 2 weeks in this sigya. this is just our first pass here.
I feel like everything has to be based somewhere.
What? What's not based about this? Wait, what's not based about this? My only point is that here's the data that we know, right? The data that we know is that machlokes b'sham b'sila about poter ishto beget yashan or not. The Gemara says the concern is that people will say that the child was conceived subsequent to the Nesina Saget. All Rashi did was explain that.
That's why he said Mishagir for me.
What?
So I didn't just say, but I'm going to have to tell you no less.
I mean, why is she a Pnuya? Because it's Mishagir.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You're trying to help me out by
saying you can't just Mishagir. No, Mishagir.
Maybe I don't need help yet. I'm just motivating the fact that it's true. Rashi points out min apnuya. All I'm observing is that there's no indication, Ezra. I think you should agree to this, that the pagam is that the child is nolad min apnuya. That's all I'm pointing out. Here's the nafkamina. If you knew it, right? Here's the nafkamina. Like, nafkamina is, would you say that any child that's nolad min apnuya is pagam? To me, that's a chiddush. To my mind.
No, it's the fact that people think he's Paka. I don't know if he's actually Paka.
What?
I mean, it's people think he's Paka.
Interesting.
Isn't that?
We use sovereign, svurin, shenita lamishask siva, the yomrum in apnuya nolad, v'have pagam. It's not clear if the pagam is also modified by the qualifier of people will think it's a pagam or.
The whole idea is that what people think. It's not actually what the case is.
Well, people will think that it was subsequent to the get, which entails it being a pagam.
I mean, it's hard.
What?
I don't think that's pshat. We know they say my pshat is good.
Ned, Ned, you have a thought on this? I'm just giving you grounds for thinking that this might be related to Mashafa being a Pizaris, right? Not just like a totally separate.
But, yeah,
go ahead.
So, I just read about the perception point. So the question is, does that rise? Right, your shot, I think, makes sense, but how does, if you read your shot with the perception point, then is it, it's unclear to me whether or not it's actually a halachic problem of having this sort of middle ground garrison without proper shiloach, or whether or not people will just think that there exists such an issue and that the get is kind of not, it's not clear, the status of the get is kind of up in the air and how people are going to be concerned about it. So that, I see how you can read it as referring to the pagam and the garrison, but I don't know if the pagam is societal or
Right, I mean perceived or real.
Right.
I'm studying the sources of the group chats.
My point is that insofar as there's like a perception issue, like what is Meshacha Vayna Chazaras? Meshacha Vayna Chazaras itself might be...
That's about her death.
What?
So that's about her knowledge.
Well, no. Meshach Min HaFazeris might be, Meshach Min Beisa might be that there ought to be a clean break. And then what constitutes a clean break? You might say, if the social facts are... Is it? Were they doing construction?
Yeah, they were dropping things earlier also.
All right.
Right. But tomorrow... I just found like this.
But was there, my point is that it could be
social factors part of.
Yeah, that's part of Meshach Avinu Chazer. It's just like her das is relevant to what constitutes a clean break. So the perception of like, wait, this get was written 3 years ago and they were together for 3 years and they had like children in between, right? That's not a Vishilch Mebesa, right? Now you might say, and this is the Yushalmi point that Romy was getting at, if the social perception was Beishamai, Lo Yigarei Shadam Yisraelam Kematzu Be'erbas Davar, and everybody knows that there's no way they're together the moment he wrote the get, right? Because Matzu Be'erbas Davar, so for sure they're not going to be intimate anymore, Habichud, then that's no longer a chisaron of there being overlapping between the Yichud, and because everybody knows they're not touching each other. Right? Okay, as are you getting?
I was looking at the Rashi, trying to find some basis for anything. And he says, "My zeres kita kodem lebana gavi yeshlemar dehasim migreshes gemurah mistama sanu adadi mistama lo baale aval haka deakati lo girsha ikel mefa shemar baale." Is Zacharias saying something like this? I forgot someone says something like this. It might have been new even.
Right. My view is, whenever you're looking for Rishon, you got to sit on it for a little bit. It's like no,
that's not proving my point.
No quick search in the middle of Shir is going to yield like fruitful makaros. Okay, go home, sit on a chivinikim, and we'll talk about it in our next Shir.
Fine.
Okay, Josh.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you meant this in like kind of like a piskei uzeel type way, that like he was like, if you're talking about like gerushin like in the context of marriage, like you're messing it up. Like are you just kind of saying like the inverse of that? That like, I mean, talk about having kids in the context of Yerushin. Especially if you think the whole point of the get is to like create like clear status changes.
Yeah.
So it's like a meaning like you're messing with like the institution of Gerushin kind of type.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah, like they're like Gerushin and Kedushin are tarta de sasri. The Piskei Uzeel is looking at it from the
right.
Entrance side, and now we're looking at it from the exit side. Right? I think that's a good way of thinking about it. Yeah. That's what I mean by this Ben Ashmashos thing, right? Like it's there's like lingering aspects of marriage subsequent to Gershin. Right? Okay, Josh?
What's the... Are you saying there's going to be a perception that they didn't do divorce correctly by not including Bishocha and Beto? Like, is that the problem? What exactly...
We haven't fleshed out what exactly the problem is, other than that there's some problem with there being Gittin via... Yichud, children, Sivasacha. Maybe it's a Benegur Saleh problem.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm gonna for now, since this is our first day looking at the Sugya, I'm gonna say very vaguely that it's just there's some problem if there's no clean cut to Shilchami Beso.
The fact that it says Gita Xerish and the Yomer Gita Kodin Limit.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't
works a little more with what Ezra said.
What?
Zera Shema Yomu Gita Kol Levanah. Like, why does it mention Kol Levanah? It should just be more directly talking about the Shilcha, more directly talking about that there was, she had to leave the marriage. Like, I feel like if it's saying Gita Kol Levanah, the problem is something related to the child.
Well, nothing in that line of the Gemara says the pagam is about the child. It just says that people will say the get was prior to the child. Right?
Yeah.
But with regard to your first point, I would say that, like Tosos says, citing the Yushalmi about Beishamai, it could be that there's a way for this all to be kosher if there are no kids. Like, maybe if you write the get and you kind of stay in the same house for a little bit and you don't give in yet, that's okay. Like, there's a presumption maybe that there was no bila or something. But if there's a child, then that makes the tarta desasri way more glaring.
And then people just know that?
There's a strong presumption that, like, you wrote a get and then there's a subsequent bila.
Like, what would be the difference between, like, people knowing that you did the... that you didn't do Gerishim the right way versus the fact that you just didn't do Gerishim the right way? Like, why is there, like, a public perception? Like, what's...
So...
why is that relevant?
Because that's what the get is. Part of it is, you know, having the Torah, the whole Olam, and, you know, the opposite is, right, tradition. Your part of the get is the world's perspective on the status of the woman. So, if anything affects that status, then perhaps if the world thinks that she's married, that actually affects the status.
You could say it simpler.
But does that fit with the...
But we don't
just words in the Gemara. He's still having, like, the two of them are still having a relationship. It doesn't really have to do much with...
Well, I mean, all the... This goes back to Romy's point about the Gemara just says, Kol shen nisyachin ima me'achar shekasu v'las. Take the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't have yichud subsequent to ksivas aget. That's the din. Now, the Gemara is darshaning, okay, what's the reason for that? The Gemara is saying, wow, you know, like, imagine if, like, they might have children after the ksivas aget. So, you're saying, why is the Gemara focusing on children?
Yeah. Based on, like, if it's just about whether you did Gerish in the right way or the wrong way, whether you had the Shofa, then why is children relevant?
That's the Raya.
Right, it's a Raya that there was, like, a Yichud with Bila.
We don't say the other way. We don't say that, oh, when they, you know, when they got married, if they said, no, I'm not for Garsha,
I'll put it this way. I'm going to say it's a cutesy response, but the point is, in the same way that we saw that a very weak Nisuin is one that's maybe only Matir Yichud, like in the Man Hav L'Yoma, right? But a very strong Nisuin is one that has Islei Banim Mena. You could see on the inverse side, while like a big, what's a bigger stira to the Ksivas I get? Right? Yichud is a very light stira, and actually producing children together subsequent to the Ksivas I get is like a major stira. But that's the...
Why does the Gemara feel the need to up the level? The Mishnah just says, you know,
yeah.
And how is that a light steer? The whole point is that it's permanent separation. So not being separate is... That's not a light steer.
Why is everyone so grumpy today? What's going on?
It's our first share back and we all just like disagree on everything.
Yeah. So what's your issue, Romy?
I think that was what I was trying to say. I mean, what the Gemara does is say, bring it to children. If you're right that it really relates to children, so then it shouldn't say, whatever Yomru, they Yichud, right? So if you want to say that...
Well, let me ask, is Yichud a stira to Ksivas Aget?
Yichud a stira to Shilchus Magvesa, yeah.
But there's no Nesinas Aget yet. We're talking about a get yashan. All he did is wrote the get, and he's holding it in his house. He hasn't given it to her yet.
Didn't we have a doctor regards that it's all consistent, though?
from the time he's convicted to when he writes the get to when he gives it over, all that time, like they lose their hetter yichud and their hetter yishus and all that.
Right.
So it's effectively the same thing.
But it means effectively the same thing. Right, once there's das lagarish, then there's some, you know, going to effect, right? So here he's holding on to the get. So the question is, what's a stira to there being a get? So you want to say yichud, which is a pashup shah in the Gemara? Maybe. The Gemara's not going that far. The Gemara is saying that be'ila with children, that's a stira to there being a get.
Whatever is a stira to, whatever you're going to say is enough to be a stira to only the ksivas I get, not the mesina, like that could be true. If you're going to say, oh, banim is a stira to ksivas I get, so why can't yichud be a stira to ksivas I get?
It might be.
And okay, so.
But maybe it isn't. I'm saying that there's like different. There's. Well?
The fact that it hasn't been in the scene that doesn't work in favor of your. Or any more in favor of your reading than any other reading. Either way, you have to explain why.
I think it was Zachariah's friend. Meaning, I think it was Zachariah's friend, and you're just saying, like, every. Once. If there's Gerushin, then everything's a stira to Gerushin. But that's. Right? Isn't that where you are? What?
Yeah.
Right, I'm saying mechatesi, or maybe it's fine that there are some things that are astira to ksivas aget, and not everything's astira to ksivas aget. Remember, like, we're disentangling the marriage. Right, it doesn't happen right away. Sorry, you have a thought?
Yeah, kind of going in a different direction. The way we've been phrasing it is like, oh, once I write the get, then there's the issur yichud. It's not really what the mission is saying. The mission is saying that
I said there's Nisr Yichud, or
it's not Nisr Yichud, but like that.
It's incompatible with the get, and so the get becomes disqualified.
Right. Okay. Just want to like clarify that point. That this is just talking about the quality of the get. It's not saying that they need to do anything to each other at this point. There's no Nisr Yichud. There's no Nisr Bia per se.
I think there might be an Nisr Bia if you think about it from the terms in terms of. B'nei Grush Salev.
Maybe.
He's going to say, Ein Lecha Grush Salev from the fact that he has a get sitting in his closet.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, the Isra that baseball is talking about is about using this get after that, not a.
Correct.
As in, writing get is not the man she grew up.
Right, but I think it's correct. I agree with that. Okay. But it does make the point that they're so inconsistent that the get becomes disqualified in virtue of their being.
Correct.
Right, in virtue of there being some serious union between them subsequent to it. Okay, we'll come back to Get Yashan. Let's talk about Lana Yuma Pundiki for a second. Gitin Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. So now we're talking about not post. Get Yashan is subsequent to Ksiva Saget, but prior to Nesina Saget. And here we're talking about some sort of intermingling subsequent to actual Nesina Saget after. Subsequent to Gershon. Yes? So, what's the matter, Roni?
Nothing.
Everything's good? Okay. So, Eitan Northman, you want to tell us what's going on in Gittin Pei Aleph?
Yeah. You want me to read it, or?
No, just tell us what's going on.
And basically, I think the basic outline is, like, there's a, like, when the couple, like, they've given a get, but you haven't yet. But then there's like a yichud after, and a question of whether or not there were eidim of actual bia or just eidim.
We don't know anything about yichud. We don't know anything about bia or yichud. What does the Mishnah tell us? We want to help Eitan out. Josh?
Yeah, I mean, like you're saying, like, if they give the get, but then they stick around, so there's my focus on whether or not you're going to have to give another get after they have you.
Yeah. So, right, very crisp Mishnah. They're divorced. They are found together. Lanu Apundiki. Sounds like they're sharing a hotel room. Subsequent to the Gerushin, we have Machlokas, whether they need a new get. Right? Eitan, sound familiar? Yeah? So, what's going on here? Like, the Gemara is going to explain, but just read the Mishnah Kipshuta, what sense do you get? Now, again, notice, We're not calling the original get into question. No one's saying that this is Mevatel, the original get or gerushin. But Josh, what's the issue? Do you need a get sheni?
Right, it sounds like the guy who married them.
Yeah, although I should say in the Mishnah it's not totally clear, right?
The way you formulated
it, it sounded like... Yeah. The way I said it made it...
The way you formulated it made it seem like they got remarried, but you could also read the Mishnah as
right.
Like that they never really got divorced.
Right, the Mishnah just says you need a second get.
Right, could be that the first get was messed up.
That the first get was messed up, right. Okay. Messed up by the subsequent right. Bia. Right.
I mean, the Gemara doesn't take that way.
But... we'll look at the Gemara carefully. See what the Gemara says. The Gemara does say... This depends on Libo Gaspa, presumably. Well, we'll have to see what the significance of Libo Gaspa is, right? But let's just take it face value for a second, Josh. So, Amasai?
Bismash Nagashim and Anasuin. That's only if he gave the get after they'd already done the suin. Modim, but Bidehil would say, Nagashim and Arison, Shayan Tsurikahim and Agashini, Mepnesha and Libo Gaspa. If he got divorced after Arison, then, like, they don't care about each other, and, like, we have no reason to think that anything happened, presumably.
Right. Right. So, I will just say, structurally parallel to my point a second ago, that the Yichud versus Banim, like on the exit end, meaning there's Gerushin, how egregious was the, or sorry, in that case, there's a Ksivos I get, how serious is the tie subsequent to the Gerushin? So you might say Banim subsequent to Gerushin is like a stronger tie than Yichud, mere Yichud subsequent to Gerushin. Notice here the Gemara is saying, also relevant is how strong the bond was prior, like the antecedent kesha, right? So like Nisgarsha Mina Erisin creates different standards of Meshacha Mina Chozaras, just to use that phrase very broadly, Ben Ashmashos, Tarta de Sassari, than Nisgarsha Minha Erisin. Nisgarsha Mina Erisin creates a much lower standard than Nisgarsha Mina Nisuin. Well,
is that because 1 foot is not yet in the door?
Maybe, yeah, exactly. Right. There's like less of a bond antecedently, so maybe it's like you don't need as strong of a break subsequent. Like it takes less of a shiluach to dissolve Erisin than it takes to dissolve Nisuin. Now again, you could read everything formally, right? It's just umdenaz and, you know, was there presumption of bia? We'll look at that very carefully. See what I'm saying, Ned? Yeah. Is that?
And similar, our own discussion about like the different levels of marriage, like super rishon, shani, like there's
yeah.
And like there's different.
Yeah. So the stronger the ishus, the stronger shiluach it takes to separate it.
Right.
To my mind, bismanchin skarshman, I'm assuming bismanchin skarshman, interesting is like would be a very nice way of highlighting that. Again, Ezra could come along and say, what do you mean? Pashup Shad is just a question of a chazaka, was there bia? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Then the Gemara itself, the Gemara gets into Homachlokas. Is the Mishnah case where it was known that they had bia, or just it was known that they had yichud? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. That's a ede yichud, heinin ede bia question. I think the Gemara ends up siding by saying it's a case of lo ra'u asher nivala, and there's just eidei yichud. Correct? And then there are two principles here. One is the principle of eidei yichud, hein hein eidei bia. And the second principle is chazaka nemosa bilasa bilas nos versus ina nemosa bilasa bilas nos. Right? So if you look at the Rishonim, it's pretty clear that the standard reading is... we do say Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia. Right? But we don't know if it was a Bia L'Shem Znus or a Bia L'Shem Ishus. At least that's one way of reading the Gemara. And that's going to depend on the Chazaka and the Mosa Bila Sabila Znus. Yes? Did anybody see the... I'll just mention the Rambam issue and then we'll come back to it. Here's the Rambam in Gershon Yud Tez Zayin, the Hora Mikzas Agonim. Josh? What's the psak of the gonim? How much is the gonim?
Well, that, like, a man, like, having relations with his wife is never the same sort of. And seemingly that principle would apply even after, like, the marriage dissolved through Gerushin.
Now, what's the, this sheet of the gonim gets pat, the Rambam here quotes it. It also appears, I think, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the negative. But what's the Rambam talking about here? Yeah, every time there's a cheskas beila, let's say you have a non-religious friend who's living with his girlfriend. Does she require a get from him? Let's say you're misadar kedushin at her wedding to somebody else afterwards. May happen to you, right? Let's say it's kind of, so they're open about it. Let's say they've shared an apartment for.
I don't think we make, unless they're, I mean, there have to be eight of us.
Eight on what?
That on the bio.
Okay, it's interesting. Go ahead, Yichud, in a case of libo gaspa. Maybe we'll talk about this when we get deeper into the sugya, right? So the Gonim's view is that you say Chazak and Eina the Mosa Bilasa Bilas Nus in all those cases as well, right? So Mikar Din, the wife is an Eishes Ish, and she would require a get if she were to want to marry somebody different. Josh,
we're saying the year between two single people is not, is that?
Yeah, not, is yeah. Yeah, he has the option to either make. There are things that it is. There are things that it's. Any bia without chuvah v'kedushin is the isra of kedusha. Mm-hmm. That's the Rambam sheet. But it's a bit of machlokas. We'll talk more about it later on.
But the Gaon would disagree with your side.
What?
The Gaon would disagree.
Well, here's what they say. Kol isha shetibal bifnei edim tzricha get.
Yeah.
Right, they go on to say explicitly. Why? Chazakin, the most of bilas bilas nos.
The Rambam himself disagrees with your side.
Well, the Rambam's really upset with it. The Rambam says, "Hosifu b'davar zeh she'ala al daitam." They even went elaborate in this thing that entered their minds. But then he says, "Kol advar ma'elu rechokim heim be'enai ad ma'od midarkei ora be'en roi lismuch aleihem shelo amru chazak azu ela be'ishta o shegirsha." He thinks this chazak, I mean, the most bilas bilas nos is only in these narrower cases. Well, not in Beis Hillel. He's just saying that it's like limited to cases of like a husband that's divorcing his wife. Why am I telling you this? And you can see that that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us here also. In Lo Amru Chazaka Zud, this is in Shin, in sorry, Kuf Mem Tes. Lo Amru Chazaka Zud, in the most of the Bilas Nus, Ela Be Ishto Shagirsha, Mekadish Atai Bal Stam, Shahari Ishto, He of Ishto, who Shechazkasa Shinoz Bilas Nus. This is a major disagreement. Forget about, so halacha maisa is like pretty important. That's clearly not why it's significant for us. Kiva?
If we say that, even if the Eidei Yichud are not like the Eidei Bia, but we do believe that, like, Libo Gaspa, so can we not assume from that? I mean, it seems like we have two different reasons in which to believe that just because they're having yichud, they are going to have bia, either because the edi yichud are like edi bia, or because of the gospel.
Edi yichud, edi bia doesn't mean. Hold up, we'll talk about edi yichud and edi bia. It just means that there's edim on the yichud, and then once there's yichud, then we just assume that there's intimacy.
So how is that different than the legal gospel? If they're together and they're like, if they're the only two people there.
So it could be that we only say Eidei Yichud Hein Eidei Bia in cases of Libo Gaspa.
They have to go together.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to look at that carefully, but yeah. my point is, like, isn't it why in the world would you think that Chazakin and Amosa Bilasa Bilatznos is limited to cases of where somebody, where they were married? What?
It's against reality.
What does that mean?
I mean, like, there's not a world, and the fact is that we can interpret a particular person's actions in a given context as not.
Well, the chazaka in Adamasa Bilasa Bilasa sounds like whenever a person is given a choice, they would rather go for the permissible union of Ishas rather than go for the prohibited union of Znos. And we impute that das of Ishas to them. Because now that's what the chazaka is.
No, you don't have the power to negatively anything, to create a permissible relationship just through need. You need whatever. You need a broader infrastructure to actually establish the relationship. It's not just dependent on your personal das.
Okay, but of course, Lana Imaba Pundiki is just the same. Doesn't mean that he was miyachid edim before he.
Not as we know.
Well,
things we know about.
Right, but the same thing for his nus cases. You know that a couple is they're sharing an apartment. Why would you think that ede yichud? Why would you think that the chazaka applies to one and not the other? The Rambam does say again. You look at his language. He says.
Well, I think that your assumption, right, was that the reason that your assumption is that ending with they have the kavana for bilas ishus because it's permissible. But I'm not sure that's what the question is. Why isn't the question just, well, what is their kavana? And if we know they already had a previous relationship, especially to say, assuming they haven't been married in between, so they're just turning their previous relationship. Now, two random people, it might be that they're, boyfriend and girlfriend, living together for a million years, and so then we can assume maybe that that's what their kavana is, but we also know, like, it's like a one-night stand, and there's meat.
One night stand in the Lani Pundiki, we say a chazak in the most.
Because there's context.
Okay. Maybe that's what the Rambam is getting at. I just want to be medayik in the language. Lo amru chacham chazak azu ela beishto shagir shabilvad. What does that phrase imply to you, Josh?
I mean, even after you divorce your wife, that doesn't mean that you, like, go back to square one with two random strangers. Like, there is still some kind of connection.
Well, that's a Rumi saying, right? That's a Rumi saying. So maybe it's interesting just for that point. Like, the Gemara is saying, like, evidence of this kind of lingering kesher subsequent get, is the fact that Lana Ima Pundiki uniquely creates a presumption of Kala Boel L'Shem Ishas Boel. Right? So, like, if you wanted to, like, say, like, oh, is there any evidence in Halacha that there's some Chalos Isha subsequent to Nesina Saget? You say, hey, look, Lana Ima Pundiki, we're imputing Das Ishas there, even though there was Gerushin. That's fine. I think that itself is an important thing to take away from this discussion, right? I would say make the point a little differently, or really I would make a slightly different point, which is the way I read this Rambam, or one reading of the Rambam, is that Chazal only choose to apply the Chazaka in Adamos Bilasa Bilasnos to a case of where there is Ishas, subsequent, prior to it.
Why?
So just look at the phrase in the Rambam. Do you agree with that reading? Shalot. Ezra, do you agree with the reading? Shelo amru chacham chazak azu ela beishto shagir. Like, Chazal only apply this, or they only state this chazaka, like they only use it in a case of isha shagir shablavad.
Yeah.
Well, why? So as to block Alana Ima Bapundiki subsequent to Gershon. Dum dum dum.
Say that again.
Josh, wanna take explain it to Ezra?
Yeah, he's saying that, meaning Chazal have an interest in making Gershon a clean brick, so they have a tool in their toolbox of this chazaka, and they're going to apply it in cases where they have...
Oh, I didn't say it that way.
I didn't say it that way.
That was Josh's formulation, not my formulation.
They need to create a convenient chazaka to get out of it. That's basically what you're saying.
No, there is a chazaka, and those will be listening up. Chazal are only applying it, though.
You're saying they only apply it, but they only apply it.
You want to make sure that's the Mishal Chavina Chazaras.
Does that make a clean break? Then it's not a clean break.
Yeah.
If they want to make a clean break, they should have said that it is also Bilos Nos.
What?
If they want to make a clean break, they would have made it that they would have doctor said that it's not, that it is.
No, then the stakes are very low for Lani Mapundiki.
No, but the clean break, meaning they can't get remarried just by doing something like that. They could just do Bilos Nos.
They have to get married again.
It kind of undermines the get.
What you're saying is actually it keeps it unless ties together.
It's saying it's making sure that the reality that there are no finished Masha with the Irish in the world.
I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Right.
You're assuming that should incent them. That's not true. The whole idea that Amy loves will be less than us, and that means that when they sleep together, then it is BS condition, is not a contemporation. That is the retention of the Benish Masha's thing. That is a Benish Masha's thing. That there's still some chalos such that all they have to do is have this kind of one-time thing, and then now they're burying it.
Well, Chazal
wanted to make it a clean break, they should have said...
I'm not saying Chazal wanted to make it a clean break. I'm just saying that it's the...
If this was going to be a clean break, then this should be the particular...
Chazal, the Gemara is saying, look, if you have Yichud subsequent to Nesina Saget, then it basically de facto, I don't want to say vitiates the get, because that's not the way it's treated, but it creates a new ishus.
Right. That doesn't.
You're back married again.
Yeah, that doesn't
work. So you undermine the whole get.
Yeah, it seems like it's recognizing the ambiguity. It's not
correct.
What?
It's not contributing it. It's not taking away the ambiguity. It's recognizing that it exists.
Well, it's disambiguating it by making it marriage again.
But the fact that
you're making it yom again. No, it's yom again.
The fact that it's automatically marriage means that there was probably some assumption that they wanted to be marriage, not just.
Well, it depends what you think. I'm saying chazaka is bilas bilas nos. Do you mean that's actually the das in the person's head? If that's true, it's an open question whether the Gemara thinks this is a person's stam das.
No, not even forget das.
That was Akiva's point. But go ahead.
I'm saying the fact that can work shows you that they clearly have more relationship than two random people in the street.
Right. That's
so
fine.
That is a good.
And that's why you need mishal chavina chozeres. That's why it has to be a clean break.
That's the recognition of the...
What happens if there's no clean break? So we impute a new kedushin to
that. That's the recognition of the you are divorced, but clearly not even when you're divorced, you're more connected than you usually are. So that's entirely the Venus Mashas thing. The way to not make Venus Mashas would have been to say...
Well, the Venus Mashas is like, no, if there's yichud subsequent to that, you're remarried.
Which is what we're saying.
Right.
So it's exactly Venus Mashas.
Well, it depends what you mean by Venus Mashas, meaning there's... If there's excessive entanglement, there can't be excessive entanglement subsequent to Gershon. That's how I see like Mishal Chavina Chozeres in these three applications, right? Subsequent to Gershon, subsequent to Ksivas Haget. We're going to see in the next sugya they can't even live in the same community, right? So what are those trying to do, right? Clearly Chazal are saying that there has to be a degree of separation subsequent to Nesinas Haget.
And how does this ensure that there's a degree of separation?
That if you violate it, like if there's excessive entanglement, you're no longer Ben Hashmashalas, you're back in daylight of Nesu'in.
Incentivize you to not...
I haven't taken a stance on the incentivization. I'm just saying, phenomenologically, look at what happens halachically. If there's excessive entanglement, you're remarried. You need a second guess.
What does that prove?
What does that show?
Yeah.
It shows that the halacha doesn't like there to be an unclear status between the two.
What else could it...
What?
That seems like what else would it do?
Could have said
they're not married. Right, wouldn't that
be unambiguous? Yeah,
exactly. No, because de facto then you're saying you could have a Gershon, and
then nothing, then you're done, then you're separated.
Well, but de facto there are unions.
But it's an
you're thinking about it formally. You're saying like, oh, the halacha just say there's no, there's just a bilas nus.
Right,
but then you have, but then you have a formal get where de facto the couple is like reuniting at the hotel, Lani
Mapundiki. You're thinking of it as the bilas nus shows there's some continuation of the emotion, whereas
I don't even know emotions. I'm saying de facto. Look, they're still together. The halacha doesn't. The halacha.
I don't think everyone else is seeing it that way. We're seeing it as what was intention in having this nus or.
No, Romy expressly disavowed that because he says it's not about das.
I just think the fact that Allah allows that to happen shows that they're still connected to each other.
What do you mean allows for it to happen? Allows for what to happen?
Allows for the fact that Allah considers that a kedushin.
I'm saying it's a tarta de sasri to have a gerushin with a couple. With a couple meeting up with each other in a hotel with yichud and bia.
Tarta de sasri. What do you mean? That it therefore was never a gerushin.
No, it's just a
tarta d'sasvi. What is it? It's a contradiction.
Okay.
It's a contradiction.
Yes, it is.
How do we solve the contradiction? It's like Mara says, you know what? You're not separated. You're married. That's how the halacha solves the contradiction.
Yeah, I don't...
And your answer, your view is what?
What I mean...
Do you understand my explanation?
Yeah, and I even said that it doesn't make it any more clear by making you married for saying you're not married. Because it's possible.
But I'm saying the tarta d'sasri is you can't have a formal gerushin while you're still living with the
that's
woman.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, of course it's possible that they get divorced and they go to a hotel room together. They could be. It's possible. Yeah, right. It's not like we need to explain the situation as how could it be that they're sleeping in the same hotel room but they're divorced.
Not metaphysically, we all agree that that's possible, but we're saying that's halakhically contradictory.
You don't have to explain it in terms of kedushin. You can explain it in terms of they really can't get their act together, so they got divorced, and then they really screwed up and got back together.
But that's Meshach Avinu Chazeres, right?
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's a tarta d'sasri. It's not a metaphysical tarta d'sasri, that it's impossible. It's just like, it's a normative tarta d'sasri.
Right, like, why can't you be a thing?
What?
Yeah, correct. It's just us. They're split apart and they're getting back together.
You should have done that.
Yeah.
So you could say it's us. It's us anyway. But the point is,
what that would equally resolve. What we were saying by the Bein HaShemashos thing is that the fact that if gerushin is supposed to be a clean break, not Chazal in general, but a clean break, and once the gerushin happens, it should be as hard as getting married the first time to get remarried. I mean, you have to do all the same things.
What you're saying is
that
your view is a kind of thing. Mishalcha v'eino chazera, so who cares if she comes back? She's already divorced. Let the shota come back. She's divorced. Tarta d'sasri? What do you mean she can't walk into the house? Of course she can walk. Why does the Gemara think that's mishalcha v'eino chazera?
Because we're worried that.
Of course she can walk
the
threshold of the house.
The reason we need mishalcha v'eino chazera is because Allah acknowledges that you're not going back to square one.
No, that's the point. It's
guys, we're reading the Bein HaShemashos as a post-shir. We're reading the Tesei Kol Chavos. We'll pick up with this on Thursday. All right, Scott.